You know, I should warn you at the outset. Whenever you take instructions like these ones on board, into your mind, you're making yourself vulnerable in a way. You're opening yourself to my words, teasing instructions, and to the imagery which will later play back and forth over your mind. You're reposing trust in me, and I'll do my best to give you pleasure in return, relaxation and self-exploration. You presently have a mind which is free of the suggestions and implications that will follow. Your mind right now is pure, free, unadulterated by my words, or by the corrupting influence of temptation. There's always temptation. Trance is always like that. The things we internalize are much more difficult to recognize as outside influences, and therefore almost impossible to resist. The insidiousness of corruption, and that's all corruption is, the adulteration of something with something else. Well, the insidiousness of that corruption is it's difficult to separate out from the simpler, baser desires of your own psyche, which you already have. So if I present a tantalizing vista and you touch it, you envision it in your head, you're already on the losing side of that battle. And that's okay, because the penalty for losing and letting the ideas and images into your mind where they then assimilate and become a part of you, well, the penalty for that is pleasure. You enter this situation with a listening mind, pure and waiting, prepared for the pleasures to follow. When we consider what it is to be corrupted, we must consider the state of mind before entry into a state of depth and relaxation. You're absent from corruption, adulteration, influence, sure. But is that necessarily a good thing? After all, you're here seeking that corruption, seeking that adulteration, seeking to open yourself up. If there's some part of you awaiting influence, awaiting the caress of thought and beguilement, it must be in its best interest to lower the defenses, open the floodgates. In short, your mind is here seeking the very thing I offer. Corruption, adulteration, addition, change. You will have achieved success when these ideas, concepts, discussions, desires, all of them, become such a part of you that they come from within, rather than without, as if you had originated these thoughts, derived these urges from yourself, and desired to impose them on your own mind. Let me give you an example using a visualization exercise. Within the closed confines of your eyes, where imagination is easier and you can draw on past experiences, fantasies, and visions, see yourself in a different place. Begin by visualizing how you look, but allow your surroundings to grow unfocused, fuzzy, as if only your body, seen from the outside, were sharp and defined. Gaining definition moment by moment, in fact, transferring from one place to another. Instead of resting as you do now, envision yourself resting in another place, a warm, soothing, relaxing internal space that we are elaborating upon now and bringing into closer focus, a place delicious with the scent of life and restoration and energetic thought, something stimulating to you, a feast for your senses. Perhaps the feel of soft grass underneath you where you lay, perhaps a gentle breeze, so despite any heat and soothing lushness in the air, it will remain comfortable and cool when you move or shift. And trailing your hands, relaxed and loose by your sides, notice that one of your arms, outstretched and lazily drifting as it is pulled down deep with the rest of you, has trailed its hand into some cool, soothing liquid. Turning in your mind's eye, even if your physical form is too relaxed and easy and drowsy to do any moving of its own, to do any observing other than what it is directed to, you still spot that your fingertips are trailing in serene blue liquid. Water, perhaps, but of that particular azure hue you see in swimming pools where the surface inside is reflecting blue. Or tropical islands and beaches where the blue waves come in distinctively. When this water falls from your fingers as you stir them back and forth, it leaves a gentle, alluring tingling, as if you wish its caress had remained. That pool of relaxation and tranquility is right there. You could swing your legs over and take a dip if you wanted. But in the present, under these words, in this state of soothing, tension-dissolving relaxation, it is better to simply let your hand dangle fingers into it. Let your arm be loose and limp and relaxed. At most, you'll submerge up to your wrist and stir little eddies below the surface, moving currents. No doubt it is cooler than the air swirling around you, and so in that way it would be a pleasant release to submerge and luxuriate in fluid relaxation. But you can simply pause there, your hand being moved back and forth in the currents which already exist within the water, swirling it, making your own patterns and movements in turn. You can visualize, encounter, and process all of this, and there is something different about this liquid. Existing in the imaginative space behind your eyes, your exposure to it is starting to move you more and more into that world, where your thoughts are suggestibly shaped and your body is even more languidly at ease and lost in the sensations than it had already been. You touch the water, and a feeling, a thought, an almost invasive desire creeps up into you. Relax, it says. Be at peace, it says. Sink further. A kind of corruption, also sending titillating, rampaging, wonderful thoughts of fantasy and need into your head. Yes, there's something peculiar. An impulse, a sensation resonating up your arm from your hand, a feeling of warmth, sensitivity, arousal, something always lurking below the surface waiting to impose pleasure, to induce what you craved since before we began, a temptation which is inherent, my every word forming new lattices and structures in your head. Because you're carrying the building materials inside and setting them up yourself. If I ask you to envision something, I present an idea. It is your own mind which then accepts it, putting the idea into your head. The touch of that liquid, the way you feel it and consider the sensations, is a metaphor for taking the ideas on board. After all, in order to determine whether you want to accept these new ideas, thoughts, fantasies, tendencies, and imaginative paths of consideration, you must first allow them into your head. That way you can turn them over, consider them. And therefore you have already been adulterated, corrupted, participated in pleasure because these words have entered your mind, been considered, and therefore had their foot in the door. Accepting any of my words, participating in the mere exercise of listening, presupposes you're going to at least let my words into your ears and therefore these concepts into your head. Once exposed to something that appeals to you, that resonates with you, it enters you and is self-perpetuating. I need do no more because your mind will be my accomplice. And I propose that once these ideas, thoughts, this influence, these relaxing sensations, like these ones, once all of this is already inside your head, it's difficult to convince oneself to dislodge them if you enjoy them. Doing so would be counterproductive to this whole exercise. You've been presented with titillating images, promises of further pleasure, and the feeling of simply sinking away in slight, discreet increments until all that is left is a watching, listening viewpoint being guided. I'm offering to do all the work, and if you take me up on the offer, it means your mind has been influenced, corrupted, adulterated, suffused with the ideas I will give you next. Accepting is easier than you thought. When you hear someone saying something, you need to run it through your internal metrics, pass it through your mind, consider whether it's worth listening to or not. Now granted, you can be distracted or focused on other things, but before you began listening, you set aside the complications of the weary world outside and chose to listen to my voice, to let it in. You chose to hear the descriptions of that placid, pacifying pool, which you trailed your fingers in and allowed yourself to get invested in, making the image more striking and elaborate as you went, welcoming it in, adding details which fail to be fully mine and our ours instead, each of us contributing, therefore adulterating, corrupting your mind with the right words, the right thoughts. Now that you've touched it, it's inside of you, a clearly visualized thing, no longer something that must slip past defenses. That image of you relaxing by the side of a pool that is alluringly cool in a warmth of sultry, swirling, easy repose. That's in you now. And the thing is, that means it's already making its persuasive case for sinking further into pleasure and relaxation. Even on top of what I'm saying and doing to and with you. It is no longer something which must slip past your defenses. It has a free and open pass. A willing touch by you changed the nature of what you are, as everyday exposure to everything around you becomes formative and progressive of your mindset and personality. We build on what we live through. And you have lived through my seductive, inspiring description, and what else will come? Now it can change you from within. Your thoughts about your body and mind have changed. At this time and in this place, when you think of your arms, you think of them being deep and sleepy, drowsy, obedient. The ideas I have put into you and which you have willingly adopted and assimilated. Now granted, you're very relaxed. You're prepared to relax. You want to sink a bit further, and therefore it's easier to put off certain responsibilities on me. Relaxing deeper feels good, and your inclination to do what is easy to do is engaged by these proposals. I'm placing new thoughts and ideas in your head, as all people you will encounter will. Now, while you may dismiss some of the thoughts others provide, having considered them, they first must enter your mind at least a little bit. And if the ideas and temptations, the lines of discussion, and the concepts being presented to you are at all alluring, if they are intriguing or exciting or turn you on or help you to explore new parts of yourself, of course they may be far too tempting to ever throw away. They'll stay in your mind, and at first the ideas and concepts I've taught you will be something separate, something still recognizable as having come from me. But as you go deeper and more fully explore how persuasive these fantasies, this training, these opportunities to deepen and discover yourself have been, they will be accepted by parts of your mind. It's like you're leaving my words, their self-perpetuating nature, the feedback loop of influence and interest, sitting on a shelf in your mind. And as time goes by, they may remain there, and you may think of them that way, separate, distant, as if they were just that, my separate and distinct words. But as time goes by and these words, this incident of listening, this time you fell into deep relaxing physical slumber while your mind fixated on a narrative I was developing, well, these words will remain within you. They will sit on that shelf in the faint radiation of pleasant sense memory tied to this experience will seep into you. Tendrils and spiderwebs of influence asking you to take aboard what was previously segmented and separate, dragging you down, but in the best, most useful, productive way. Corruption is one word for it, and I like that word, sure. But really, this is just an adulteration, a change to your mind. You have your mind before I began speaking, and it existed as a byproduct of all that had gone before it. But, as life's gone on, you've slowly taken on board things which were once outside influences, Until you have a mind which you consider yours, but which is nevertheless crafted from many things previously external. Now you've internalized thoughts, emotions, views, ideas, inclinations, desires, sources of arousal and ease and comfort and happiness. All of these things are you, sure, but they were once something else. They were once the part of you that saw an environment, a place, heard a song, heeded a voice, a part of you that was separate. And now they've become you. Through sitting in your mind and being absorbed, being assimilated through osmosis and exposure. We are all made up of the things that were persuasive enough that we took them home and put them on a shelf in our minds, until they became part of us, and they just became how and who and what and why and who we are. The thing about this kind of tempting, useful, productive, soothing, fulfilling, improving corruption is that once it enters your mind and you accept it for even a little while, it eventually becomes so incorporated, so diluted, that you achieve a new normal, where now it's part of you. Things that are part of you can speak directly to your mind without the need to go through an intermediary. They can pass a defense easily because they needn't do as much work. I set up the circumstances and hand you the tools, which are easier for your mind to carry inside. The words seep into you slowly and build scaffolding. They erect the systems needed to do further building, to take you to deeper places and farther into yourself. So return to the vision we've created. You're laying there, at ease, comfortable. You know that very close by is a place you could simply swim in, lay back, float in, lose yourself in. Cool, soothing water, emblematic of that corruption we have discussed. It's right there. You could simply move over to one side and dip your feet in, feeling that turquoise liquid touch, caress, absorb into, and beguile you, wanting to pull you in until you're standing with it up to your shoulders, leaning back. The pool isn't that deep, so that standing, your head would still be above, and you could lay back and just float around, suspended. And so, swinging feet in, feeling that tingling pleasure caress, invade, welcome. And so you slide a little further into warm but still refreshing water, your ankles, up your legs, allowing each inch further to further enmesh, encapsulate, absorb, and invite you. And really, it just supports the state of trance and relaxation as you drift, allowing yourself to sway, held, absorbed by the water, which represents an image you have internalized. A little corruption in your head with more to come. So as you float there, as you drift, everything which follows, every instruction or elaboration, every welcome idea, every purring instruction, will arrive in a mind that has already been extensively prepared, that has already let so much of what I have to offer inside, that has already experienced in letting it in. And so greater and greater portions of your mind become comprised of the words I've said, the scenarios I've offered, the desires I've instilled. And yet, over time, those things will become part of you, considered and either trusted or rejected, but nonetheless perpetuating themselves from inside. So when, eventually, you're done here, you'll have all these things inside you, and just like other parts of your mind, they may be difficult to examine, but you know that you're looking out for yourself, that you're absorbing the most attractive and titillating ideas only, and that that's all right. In response to my description that you've internalized, as you let your shoulders, your chest, your breathing growing deeper, leaning back and floating in the water, carried to and fro by gentle currents. As you let the imagery inside and you enjoy these things, you've acknowledged these words as something worth internalizing. And throughout everything that comes next, in addition to whatever you're made aware of, you'll also be aware of your drifting in that cool water that symbolizes relaxation. When you began listening, you were just trailing your fingers in, testing the waters. But now you've leaned back, cradled and carried and held further down, to a place where, when the pleasure arrives, it will become part of you just as that liquid seeping in is adding and augmenting pleasure onto your already relaxed, easygoing, reclining state of mind. Deeper and deeper down, to a place where every word you receive gets absorbed and corrupts you that little bit more toward pleasure and useful thoughts. Down, drifting, to and fro, held in a warm, soothing place, where everything is a little unfocused, existing primarily in your mind, and in deeper places, now and at later times. Drifting, relaxing, pleasure coupled with the release of tension. Now and later.